Hi guys, this podcast is just going to be me talking about Asian Lives Matter because I think this is a very important topic that should be spread about or should be spread awareness of. I'm just going to spill the beans. This is a little earlier than I'm even speaking on. The Black Lives Matter situation, which is still going on, but definitely I do not speak on these matters this early. Usually when things have dialed down a little bit, that's when I start speaking about it. So this is a first for me, so don't judge me on it that much. I'm just a whole mess, so I'm just trying to spread awareness. I will try to link some links down below so you guys can support Asian Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter as well. So let's get straight into it. And I will be linking, I think I'll be able to link some links about news articles and problems that are around the world. So I'll see you guys in a second. Let me just get ready because I'm a mess like usual. So I'm just gonna get ready really quickly and I'll see you guys in a second. So I can't believe I'm recording again. Anyways, I just figured out that I didn't do my intro, so I'm just gonna do it. Even though I did that little like intro thingy that says Danny's Life Talk intro, yeah, that little thing. I didn't actually do my we're gonna do it now. It's your girl Danny, guys. Hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time. Whatever you guys are listening to this, it's 10:13 a.m. and I just actually finished filming this podcast, and it is the 22nd of March 2021, and it is 10:13 a.m. in America, and it is 2:13 in Africa, Ghana. Happy daylight savings. Well, it was like a couple days ago, but we're just not gonna talk about that. But daylight savings over. Good luck to all the people without seasonal depression. Good luck to the people who do have seasonal depression, because it just ended. So have a good life. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, continue to the episode. Bye. Enjoy. Okay, guys. Hi, I'm back again. So I just had this amazing idea that I'm going to do a little virtual drive with me. Obviously, I'm not old enough to drive. So I'm going to do it on my phone, and you guys are going to be able to hear everything. And I'm just going to kind of pull up some articles about Asian Lives Matter, and we're just going to talk about it. Asian Lives Matter, and we're just going to talk about everything that's going on, especially because how Black Lives Matter went down, the unsafety of Black women and men, girls and boys, and the George Floyd situation. I did speak about that a couple months ago. I'll link that, or you could just scroll on my channel and you'll find it. But I also spoke on that situation as well. And you guys really seem to like this. And you guys really seem to like that. But I'm not only here to talk for that, but I'm also here to spread awareness, because during quarantine, I do feel like I understand what Asians are feeling right now, just because a couple months ago, black people were getting mistreated. Believe it or not, every race in the world is going through something that is just now we're bringing attention to, or we're now being brought attention to, like I said. Sorry, I'm just like off. I'm not, I don't know why, I'm just a mess. But there's a lot of things that Asians, here I'm just gonna talk. Okay, Here is my opinion on Asian Lives Matter. I have a bunch of Asian friends, Chinese friends, Korean friends. I love K-pop music. I support Asians no matter what. Like, I love them, but obviously everyone makes mistakes. But I mean, like, no one's perfect, so whatever. Black society, white society, the whole society in general, we all make mistakes, but these mistakes have been going on for years. Everyone is just negative towards each other. Like, oh my God, there's this app called Clubhouse, and apparently, different people have different opinions about certain races. And I didn't even know this was a thing. One of my sisters actually said that Black Americans have like are mad or something because Africans are proud of how we have culture and we know where we're from. I definitely did not know that at all. So the whole world is just going at each other. And honestly, Asians are just being attacked. Actually, I've noticed this since quarantine because people were just making jokes when I had TikTok. Like, people were making jokes like Asians started the virus. The virus started in Asia, blah blah blah. They were attacking Asia, but when Chinese people, Korean people, Japanese people, they were attacking all those people, but they were the first ones to get a vaccine and get back on track. And I respect them for that because they did not, at least they tried their best to ignore all those comments that were going on. But now people are just attacking Asian Americans, which is that it's, oh my God, it's unfair. This should just honestly stop. I will link some links down below so you guys can go support GoFundMe, read articles about this, and educate yourself on this because this is honestly incredibly shameful. Like, it's the fact that people have to protest about how much their lives matter. Like, everyone's lives matter, but you don't have to single one group out just because people are making assumptions about them and people are hating on them just because they're not even doing anything wrong, but they're getting killed, they're getting arrested for these things that they don't even do. This is unfairness. This should not be allowed. Human trafficking's also happening with Asian Americans. I think I am gonna make a different video or like segment dedicated to human trafficking and assault. It's a definitely a very sensitive topic for any young woman. And I just kind of have to get to terms with that human trafficking is actually a thing. At the young age that we're at, I just feel like next generations, like our kids, are going to have to learn about this at such a young age, of how people are just so cruel to one another. Actually, during quarantine, I've kind of distance myself from the world. I've been in my room and I've learned a lot about myself. That one, first of all, I don't like people. I think people are just so opinionated. I think people just have too much to say. And that's part of the problem with lives matter. Like, every life matters. The fact that people have to fight for their life. Like, God did not bring us down here to be cruel to each other. He brought us down here to learn about ourselves, to learn about each other, and we're going to have to live on to different generations and teach them that certain people, not all people, just are cruel and mean and just hate you, hate life, hate your race. And that's just scary that you just have to be so like you have to be open to it, and it's scary to be open to know that you have to go through stuff. You have to People have to go through stuff, and it's scary that you might even go through that stuff. And I feel for Asian Americans and Asians all over the world, because we were not brought down to earth to be, diversed into different races and different genders and different things like that. Gosh, guys. We're supposed to be getting along, but those cruel people around the hurt. I said the hurt. Oh my God, so I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Around the world, it's just sad that we're going to have passed this on to future generations. They're gonna look in their history books and see that Black Lives Matter happened, Asian Lives Matter happened, the unfairness happened in 2020, 2021. All of this happened. They're gonna have to learn about this. That specific things that we had to go through to learn about at such a young age, and I'm just scared for anything else. Okay, so I'm gonna read you guys a little paragraph, little thing. Over the past years, attacks on Asian Americans have increased more than 150% over the previous year, including March 16th murders of 8 people, including 6 Asian American women in Atlanta. Okay, I'm not sure if it's March 6th, 2020, or March 6th. Oh no, March 16th, 2020, or 2021. When was this posted? Oh, Lowell, Massachusetts. I have a cousin that goes to school in Lowell. And I'm pretty sure this was posted 2020. If 2020, that was actually the day that my school went into quarantine. If it was March 16, 2021, I was probably having a normal day, waking up and showering and just doing life, and people were having to go through this in America, in around the world. Long history of pre the pre supposed connection between Asian women and sex dates back almost 150 years. In 1875, Congress passed the Page Act, which effectively barred Chinese women from immigrating. Okay. I actually was thinking to myself the other day, because I have no one else and I'm lonely. I'm just kidding. But I was thinking to myself, if men are men and they're fighting each other and the world is just against each other, and people are against black people or against Asians, against any race in the world. What does it mean to be a raced woman in the world? Like, does that make sense? Like, brown woman had to go through something, Asian woman had to go through something, black woman, African woman had to go through something. What does it, you have to be strong in this world, and that's something we're all gonna have to get used to, which God does not want us to be fighting for our lives. We're supposed to be comfortable in our skin and to learn about the world and do what we love. And honestly, it's just a whole mess. It's honestly just a whole mess. A whole gr n not a great mess. It's disgusting. And the story that I told you guys about how people were saying Asians were the ones who started the viruses, or the virus, sorry. They said there people when people are protesting, they were saying hashtag I am not a virus, and they're just spreading awareness. And I'm actually gonna link this in the description down below where I'm reading from, and you guys can go and check it out. And I'll link some GoFundMe to GoFund the Asian community, the Asian American community. And yeah, if I have anything more to say, I mean, I'll let you guys know. But just so you guys know, the Twilight series is gonna be coming out soon. And just wait. Yeah, you guys are just gonna love it. I'm having Wi-Fi problems. My Wi-Fi is honestly so bad. So I think we're gonna have to pause on the Twilight series for a bit. But I have a couple clips done. So maybe if you guys wanna see it, let me know. And yeah, so that's all I have to say. Toodles. What was toodles? Why do I'm so weird. Well, I actually never got to do the driving part of this, so we're just gonna continue. We're gonna just continue because there's honestly a lot more to say. Okay, actually, you guys are just gonna be bored with me. Oh, did I break the car? That is just so weird. Honestly, I've lately been obsessed with this game. It's called Real Driving Sim. You can get it on mobile. Honestly, so good. I've been bored. My brother actually showed me. It's actually kind of good, guys. Go check it out. You could tell how bored I am. Like, yeah, so how's life been other than the Asian American stuff, Lives Matter stuff, like all of that stuff? Because honestly, the world is just cruel and sometimes actually boring. Oh, great, it's raining. Actually, is it raining? I'm kind of blind now, so like, spare me. Oh, yeah. And also, I want to talk about something. So I was watching this girl, she's called Smokey Glow or something, and she was talking about the evolution, or like something about David Dobrik. He actually recently got into a scandal. I'm kind of like in a oop now. Oh yeah, we should bring back the drama series. I kind of think it was just an end of an era, 'cause I'm just too lazy to just watch the videos and just tell you guys what happened. But I seem to be able to do movie commentary, so don't judge me, guys. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Anyways, Yeah, she was talking about how David Dobrik, was allowing someone to be human trafficking, or I don't know. I don't want to say it because it just no. And yeah, she was talking about it, and she felt really strongly about it. And I think that's what we have. It's just disgusting that we have to be to tell like our younger siblings, younger sisters, younger. I literally cannot speak to save my life. Anyways, we have to spread awareness with our younger sisters, our cousins, whoever are younger, like any young girl that you care about, that human trafficking is a thing. It's just sad. And you know, David Dobrik should be, you know, canceled. Cancel culture. I'm just kidding, guys. But he should low-key be ripped. Oh no, I missed my turn. I missed my turn. Frick. Okay, thank goodness. Range Rover, excuse me, hurry up. Sorry. I missed my turn. Anyways, this was actually longer than I expected. Sometimes I'm just not able to, you know. Miss Girl! Oh my God. This car is about to. Okay, I'm gonna just move past you. Thank you. Yeah, and this car is just annoying. Okay, now, as I was saying, you just have to. It's just really concerning, and that you even have to tell your younger siblings about this. Oh, great. This car's gonna make me late. Wow. No. Guys, oh my God. No. I'm gonna make it. I need the money. Anyways, it's just sad. Oh, I'm not making a turn. Anyways, it's just sad that we have to tell our younger siblings and cousins that this is a real thing. We shouldn't be telling people. We shouldn't be telling our younger siblings and people like that, and people we care about, that human trafficking's a thing. And they should be careful. It shouldn't even be a conversation. Oh my gosh. I made it, guys. I made it. I failed. Anyways, it was fun while it lasted. Well, thank you guys for kind of supporting me. Well, actually listening to me because I'm kind of annoying. I just kind of repeated the same thing for like 5 minutes. But I'll link some links down below, and I hope you guys really enjoyed. And make sure to subscribe, follow, whatever it is. Click that notification bell so you're notified when this episode comes out or whenever I post a new video. And make sure to send me a message because I'm kind of lonely. You guys haven't been sending me messages. No one's actually sent me messages except for myself. So it'd be nice if someone actually sent me a message and let me know if you want to be debuted in the following episode. That would be just super cool. Okay? And comment. Okay? Comment. And I'll link my podcast email in the description. I'm actually gonna log into it because I have not been logged into it. It's another story. Anyways, I'll see you guys in the next one, and spread Asian American, spread them vibes, spread awareness to your younger siblings, your younger cousins, whatever it is, okay? Spread it to your older sister, okay? Spread awareness to Asian American Lives Matter, or Asian Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter, and I'll link them down below. And I'll see you guys next time because the outro is just too long. See you later. Peace. And don't skip the anchor ads if you want to help us out. You're more than welcome to. And yeah, share. So, because yeah, just share. Bye.